Hey there, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Just hit me up on Twitter. Hit me with Twitter with the hashtag AskRay, and my Twitter handle is at Ray Higdon. Now, there's two benefits of asking your question with hashtag AskRay on Twitter and tagging me, mentioning me, is number one, of course, I'll answer your question. I'll either reply to you directly on Twitter, or I'll actually answer it in a podcast. Now, the second benefit is I'll mention you. You know, I have over 50,000 followers on Twitter, so you could have your name on my Twitter sphere, or get your name mentioned on this podcast, which gets downloaded usually over 2,000 times per day. So pretty cool. Pretty cool way. So if you got a question, hit me up, and here we go. So today's question is from Aaron Decker. Aaron Decker says, "Hey Ray, love listening to your podcasts." Thank you. "I was wondering, what would you recommend getting on a car magnet?" So let me tell you what I don't like, okay? And it's what most people do. Most people, they'll throw a company logo on there. They'll have, you know, Grapity Grape or the name of their, you know, network marketing company, whatever. And there's two things that aren't good about that, okay? Number one, a lot of times there's no call to action. There's no, you know, call me or email me or visit this website or whatever. And, you know, me personally, I highly suggest you put a phone number if you have a car magnet or getting a car magnet. And by the way, I'm kind of answering this for not just car magnet, but also for a back window decal, because I have both me and my wife have a back window decal. So I'm answering this for car magnet and that. So number one, I would highly suggest have a phone number. Now, if you're uncomfortable giving your cell phone number, then I would put a Google Voice number or some other kind of number that you can at least track. But think about it. If someone's driving down the road and they turn to the left or right and they see their car magnet, they're probably not going to catch your website or even be able to type it and you know, especially if they're driving, you know, hopefully not. And so give them some kind of number that they can either text or call, because people are more likely to do that when they're out on the actual road. And number two, instead of just a company logo, now here's what happens. You're giving away too much. You're telling them too much when you have the company name in there. Now, company logo, if you can't deduce the name of the company from the logo, then it's probably fine. But if you have the name of the company, before they call you or reach out to you, they're going to Google it. And you know, what will they find when they Google it? They're going to look for anything negative to say, and there's something negative to say about everything on the planet. There's someone out there that has something negative to say about everything. So on my car magnet, I actually have a non-company, on my car magnet, it does actually promote my product, okay, for my network marketing company, but it doesn't have the name of my network marketing company, nor it actually just promotes my team. My team name is Team Start Living, and that's what it talks about. And it talks about a benefit of our team. Okay. And, you know, without really getting into pitching my deal here, I can't really talk to you about the benefits, but look to your benefits. So if you're in a weight loss company, you know, you might have something that says, don't join, you know, Team Live or, you know, whatever your team name is. And you could say on there, help you lose 10 pounds in the next 30 days. Call me for details, something like that. But what I would not have is the name of the company. That's where you're giving away too much. They're going to Google it and they're going to find something to be turned off about. And you won't even know. They won't even reach out to you because they'll do their own research. Have something that they can't research, but a major benefit. Okay, so it's like losing weight or, you know, traveling the world or saving money or whatever your benefit is, or, you know, lawyer prevention or whatever, right? So have a major benefit. Don't have the company name. Have some kind of phone number that they can text or call. Those are all my suggestions. So hope you got benefit from that, Aaron, and those of you listening out there. Me personally, we get leads almost every week from our back window decals, and we've actually recruited people from our back window decals, and so I like it. You know, have something that's not, you know, that you're not ashamed to drive around in or anything like that. But I like them. So hopefully you got benefit. Talk to you guys in the next one. Bye-bye.